In the name of the one true and living God, amen. Today the church celebrates a feast unlike any other. It is the Feast of All Saints, which happens to be in the top three of my most favorite feast days in the entire church calendar. Today is a day that we remember and celebrate the past, present, and future, each binding us together by God's grace. We began our liturgy with reading the names of those who died during the past year. Names that included Maddie Baker, Laura Brown, Leslie Curry, Virgil Lucas, Wayman Smith, and Clarita West. We said their names aloud, not just in memory of or in thanksgiving for being part of our lives for a season, but because they are with us. As the Apostle Paul reminds us that nothing, not even death, can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. We say these names knowing that we are bound together with them and they with us for all eternity. That even now as we stand on their shoulders, we are all joined together in the communion of saints. Our voices joined with theirs and with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven in speaking and singing praises to our God. We remember them and all the faithful departed, even those of ages well past, early martyrs and witnesses and defenders of our faith. We remember fathers and mothers, husbands and wives, teachers and sisters and brothers, children, friends, neighbors, co-workers, and others who now dwell in the kingdom of heaven. And we trust that when our earthly lives are over, we will join them in that great swell around the throne of God. Our first lesson comes from the book of Revelation. And tradition holds that the book of Revelation was written by the Apostle John, who dreamed dreams and saw visions as he lived out his remaining days on the Isle of Patmos. Whether the book was actually written by that John or by another or others, the author's writings are full of wonder and mystery that certainly come from glimpsing things too holy to be contained. In this book, John relates for us a vision of heaven, where there are people numerous to count, gathered from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They are crying out in loud voices, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And they are singing, "Amen," or "Amen." Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And in my mind's eye, I can only imagine what a time it is and will be. As I thought about this imagery again and again, I thought about a beautiful Episcopal church in San Francisco that is named after Saint Gregory of Nyssa, who was a bishop and a theologian who helped form the doctrine of the Blessed Trinity. The parish is very postmodern and has its own unique and eclectic style of worship. And one of the things that draws people in is the dancing saints. A huge icon or painting that wraps around the whole interior of the church. And in this painting, there are 90 larger than life saints and a 12-foot tall Christ. There are the traditional figures of the past, like King David, Isaiah, Mary Magdalene, Francis of Assisi, Julian of Norwich, Patrick. Then there are also other figures like Sojourner Truth, Anne Frank, Mahatma Gandhi, Malcolm X, Thurgood Marshall, and still other figures like Ella Fitzgerald, John Coltrane, and Desmond Tutu, who, by the way, is still alive and well. None of these images are typical depictions. Everyone standing stoically with praying hands and looking upwardly. But each saint, each figure, and even the Christ figure is dancing. It really is a sight to behold. The introductory essay describes the artist's work this way. The saints dance above, proclaiming a sweeping universal vision of God shining through human life. I would also add that it is a vision of God shining through human life and in and through God's kingdom that is now. God's kingdom that will also never, ever end. For me, the good news of All Saints Sunday is that all people are invited into this wonderful, inclusive heavenly chorus and dance. We are all invited to that place where death will be no more, and we will never hunger or thirst again, and where every tear will be wiped away. This is the future that awaits us. But in the meantime, we must live in our present reality. We must endure in the now, where it seems that everything is falling apart, where we see continued isolation, divisiveness, and upheaval, the crumbling of systems, the unrelenting increase of COVID-19 cases around the globe, including here in the metro area. And right now, many of us are fearful, and rightly so, as Election Day draws near. We don't know what to expect, what will happen. We don't have a crystal ball. Life as we knew it is gone, and we don't know for sure what is in store for us and the world. Only time will tell, but all is not lost. All is not lost. For what is for certain is that we are all children of God. We are all loved by God. And so we hold on. We hold on to God's unchanging hands. And nothing, but nothing will ever separate us from the love of God. And so we hold on to our faith like so many who have gone before us. We often hold on to this notion that those who are worthy or deemed saints are only those who are persecuted or killed for standing up for their faith, or who lived mystical lives or performed miraculous deeds. But we do not have to be superhuman, or as someone put it, God's little overachievers. Because you see, we are all sinners and saints rolled up into one. What we are called to is complete love of God and neighbor. What we are called to is striving to live out the Beatitudes, hungering and thirsting for righteousness and justice, doing acts of mercy, being peacemakers, and effecting change so that God's kingdom is reflected here on earth. What we are called to is being and bringing the good news to the poor, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and setting those who are captive free. What we are called to is following in the footsteps of our Savior Jesus Christ and allowing the sweet, sweet Spirit of God to fill us and mold us and use us for God's purposes while we still have breath. Yes, today we remember the saints, our ancestors, those who walked before us in faith. We remember those living, loving, and breathing saints among us even now. Together, let us join them in singing praise to our God until that day, soon and very soon, that we will all dance, sing, and shout around heaven's throne. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Amen.